Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. To bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to share the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this awareness, in this truth, in this alignment, let us be conscious as we take in three life-giving, energizing, renewing breaths of God. Inhale. Expand the ribcage, lower the diaphragm, and take in this energizing breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, not to be concerned with anything else that's happening to this day, but just to be present in this moment. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning, I'd like to read the first half of Psalm 27 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Love is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Love is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When fears assail me, rising up to accuse me, each one in turn shall be seen in love's light. Though a multitude of demons rise up within me, my heart shall not fear. Though doubts and guilt do battle, yet shall I remain confident. One thing I have asked of love, that I shall ever seek, that I might dwell in the heart of love all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of my beloved, and to know love's plan. For I shall hide in love's heart in the day of trouble, as in a tent in the desert, away from the noise of my fears, and I shall rise above my struggles, my pain, shouting of blessings of gratitude in love's heart, and singing melodies of praise to my beloved.
Jesus.
And so, as we rest in the Beloved, knowing that we can never be separate, knowing that there is nothing then can allow us to feel separate other than that of our own fears, our own worries, our own concerns. These things separate us from the remembrance that we are God in human form. Our egoic nature would keep us thinking that we are only human. But we have God genes, God's life, God's energy, in, through, and as us. Therefore, nothing could be further from the truth. We are more than only human. We are God expressing as us in human form. So as we rest in this truth, as we align with this truth, as we embody, accept, and live from this truth, as our teacher shared, when you know this truth, the truth will set you free. Divine Beloved, source of our being, the life force that expresses as in and through us, infinite intelligence. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, remembering, realigning, re-accepting the truth of who we are and whose we are, that we are God in human physical form. And as we come into this connection, this remembrance, this alignment, we accept that we too share all that you are. So all peace, all joy, all happiness, all wholeness, all perfect right expression, we claim these as the truth of our being. For what is not of God is not of us. So as we hold to this truth, as we accept and align with this truth, we know we become the willing vessels, the conduits through which your life force expresses unstinting, unconditionally, and unceasingly. For truly you are not withholding anything from us. You are simply awaiting our expansion, our acceptance, our awareness of our true nature, our divinity. So Divine Beloved, in this awareness, in this acceptance, in this alignment that we are God in expression in human form, let our true nature, our God nature, our divine nature ever express, ever express in all our interactions, ever express in all that comes before us, ever express in our quiet moments. May we look and see that we are God in expression when we see our reflection in the mirror. May we not look at our shortcomings or our perceived failings or our limitations, but may we see only our God nature. May we only recognize our God essence. May we only accept our God genes. Divine Beloved, infinite creator source of all that is. As we accept and align this truth, we are ever grateful for your infinite blessings, your eternal mercies. We are truly, truly grateful and thankful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. Repeat after me our prayer of intention. The light of God, I am.
Light of God, I am.
within and without.
Within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
The love of God, I am.
The love of God,
I am.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
The power of God, I am.
The power of God, that
I am.
Within and without.
Within and without.
And without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
The presence of God, I am.
The presence
of God, I am.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and
so it is. So my beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, until we come together again for Living Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessing.
Thank you.